Da, 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 da. Good evening, and ready. Welcome to another chapter of Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We're reading 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne. This is Chapter 16, The Attack of the Squid. Say hello to everybody, Thompson.
Hello to everybody.
Once we were safely in the waters of the Atlantic, everyone seemed to relax. That is, everyone except Captain Nemo. In the month that had passed since our escape from the Great Ice Barrier, he had left me totally alone in my studies and no longer came into the lounge to explain the wonders of the sea. Towards the end of April, we were cruising below the surface of the Atlantic near the Bahama Islands. Through the windows, I saw the huge underwater cliffs that formed the base of this island group. These cliffs were hollow out with deep caves where monstrous squid made their homes. Suddenly, the Nautilus stopped. A blow made the ship tremble violently. Ned, Conseil, and I rushed to the window, then froze. There before our eyes wriggled a terrible monster, a giant squid 25 feet long. The 8 long, snake-like tentacles coming out of its head were twisting about furiously. Suckers on the inside of each tentacle had fastened themselves to the window. The monster's mouth, a horny beak, opened and closed rapidly. Its long body, with a bump in the middle, formed a huge, fleshy mass which weighed at least 50,000 pounds. Soon several other squid appeared and swam all around the Nautilus, grinding their beaks against her steel hull. Just then, Captain Nemo entered the lounge and closed the panels. He looked worried. "Is something wrong, Captain?" I asked. "Yes, Professor," he said. "One of these squid has his horned beak caught in our propeller and we can't move." "What can you do?" I asked. "Surface the ship and wipe them out. But our bullets have no effect on their soft flesh, so we have to fight them with hand to hand with axes."
"And with a harpoon, Captain," added Ned.
We left the lounge and joined the crew in the companionway. Captain Nemo gave everyone an axe. Then he popped the hatch. Within seconds, a long tentacle slid down the opening towards us. Captain Nemo raised his axe and cut the wriggling arm in two. As we made our way up the ladder, two other tentacles grabbed the sailor in front of the captain and pulled him out. Captain Nemo let out a cry and rushed up the ladder. The poor man was being clutched by the tentacles and waved about in the air. He was choking, but he managed to shout, "Help, help." I was stunned to hear these words screamed out in French, so I did have a fellow countryman on board after all, and in his moment of death, he had forgotten the strange speech he had used on board. He had gasped his dying words in his native language. But the poor man was done for. Nothing could save him from such a powerful grip. Nevertheless, Captain Nemo hurled himself at the squid and, with repeated blows of his axe, cut off 7 of its tentacles. But just as he rushed at the 8th, the one crushing the sailor, the squid let out a spray of black ink. We were all blinded by it for several moments. When the spray cleared, the squid had disappeared, and with it, the unfortunate sailor. Meanwhile, we were attacking the rest of the squid as they climbed up the sides of the ship. We chopped tentacles all around us amid sprays of blood and black ink. Ned kept plunging his harpoon into the sea-green eyes of these monsters, but suddenly he was knocked over by a tentacle from behind. The squid's huge mouth opened over Ned and was about to cut him in two when Captain Nemo raced over and buried his axe between the squid's enormous jaws. Ned jumped up and plunged his harpoon deep into the creature's triple heart. "I owe you this," Captain Nemo called to Ned. "A squid for a shark." Ned bowed his head without answering. By now, all the wounded or dead squid had disappeared into the sea. Captain Nemo, covered with ink and blood, stood on the platform, looking at the sea, which had swallowed up one of his men. Tears ran down his cheeks. End of chapter 16. What'd you think of that, Thompson?
Yeah.
They fought a big squid, huh?
But what about the warm men eating?
Yeah. Guy got 8.
Which guy? The octopus?
No, one of the sailors got taken away by the squid and eaten.
I wish they were back.
So does Captain Nemo. He was crying. He was sad. He seems really affected when one of his crew gets killed. I don't think he's such a bad guy.
If he cut out his mouth. If they cut out his mouth, the guy couldn't get eaten.
Well, easier said than done, man. All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.